Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngali zamanyi.
I'd got a mighty hand cloud.
Mugambe mukama manyi.
Tell him, Lord, I know.
Baserafi bakusinza waguru
wakuliona. Worship you above all the heavens.
Bagambo uri mutukuvu, uri mutukuvu
sana. Holy, holy, you are worthy.
Era manyinga mukama wa Yesu.
I know that our Lord Jesus.
Abakadabiri mwabana bavuna makuna murondo yo. Bakudize chiti bwane tendo.
Glory and honor.
Nange mbega sekolero. Yongera kwebaza.
I want to thank you.
Manyinga bakerubi.
I know the cherubim.
Bagambo uri mutukuvu sana. Abana bamafuta. Bakusinza.
We worship you.
Nafe tukuyimusa. Manyinga ba malaika 10 mukibuga cha Katonda bakuwe ekitiibwa osanida matendo ongera matendo olw'ekigambo ky'owulidde olw'okuzibwamu amaanyi olw'okutegekebwa okunene ogambe mukama nkimanyi emunyenye n'omwezi enjuba ikuweereza emyaka gyonna ebikwegaanangako mukama njagala okubyegattako njagala okukolera wamu n'obutonde nga bwe kyawandiikibwa
Obarumi esuli omunaana
olunyi olw'abirimu omunaana gyebintu byonna bikolerwamu olw'okugasa mwebaza omugambe kimanyi obutonde bukwebaza ensolo zikwebaza zikuweereza ebinyonyi bikwebaza bikuweereza ebiwuka bikwebaza bikuweereza weewaawo weewaawo mukama ebyennyanja mu nnyanja nabyo bikuweereza ayi kabaka wabakabaka gera maso mwebaze omugambo bango obutonde bukola butyo nzani atayiza kwebaza mwebaze mugambe emiti zikuweereza mukama zitukiriza ekiragiro kyo mukama nange negatta ku butonde leero mwebaze olw'abaweereza babadde waggulu mwebaze olwa nabbi Debora teacher Vincent n'omusomi wa
Bible
tusobodde okuddizibwamu
amaani
osobola okwetuulirako
olinyera
mukama waffe
Yesu
mwana wa Katonda omulamu Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren.
Twebaza Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna.
We thank God the Almighty.
Ayongedde nate okutukunganya.
He's moved again to gather us.
Atuyigirize olw'okumugasa.
That teach us to profit him.
Nga tusooka okuganyulwa mu ye.
As if us profit from him.
Ate n'okumunoonyeza abangi.
Even to seek him for the many.
Basobole okufunamu bwakabaka bwe.
That they can profit from his kingdom.
Kubanga ye Mukama ayigirize
okugasa. He's God to teach us to profit.
N'atulage ku buli tubatukwata.
And he show us the way we have to go.
Ate n'atukulembera mu kkubo.
Again, lead us in that way.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Natukyagenda mu maaso.
As we still move on.
N'okukomekereza department nga tugenda mu maaso n'okukomekereza.
As we move on to conclude.
Enteekateeka ya Katonda y'omutindo y'omukaaga.
The sixth standard strategy of God.
Y'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa za services zonna.
Of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Enteekateeka ey'abakunguzi b'emyoyo.
Strategy of the harvesters of spirits.
Okujija kunsi okujizayo muguru.
The world to take it back to heaven.
Era kumurundi guno.
And on this time.
Tukolera fena wasi wa government za Katonda zo muguru ebiri kunsi.
All work under two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Government ya Katonda government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
God's heavenly governments on this earth.
Ngabwe eri muguru.
As it is in heaven.
Inovuna nyisibwa.
And it has a responsibility.
Kulabanga ibi bikuribwa muguru.
To see that things done in heaven.
Kulibwa kunsi.
They are done on earth.
Era nokulaba.
Even to see.
Nga okutesa kwa Katonda ali muguru.
That the counsel of God in heaven
kunywezibwa kunsi
established on this earth.
Ngezako tegeza kijoli.
Try to mean what towards you.
Yaki kuyingire munda mugwe.
Enter inside you.
Utegere nti gwe mubaka kati ali kunsi.
Understand that you are the ambassador on this earth.
Aino kunonya byonna ebikolebwa muguru.
Has to seek all that done in heaven.
Ukakasinga bikolebwa kunsi.
Prove they are done on earth.
Yegwe mubaka weguru.
It's you the ambassador of heaven.
Eguru ngali kwesize nti bentesebwa muguru.
Trust that things they take counsel in heaven.
We ogendo kubinyweza kunsi.
You to establish them on this earth.
Ero bibunye mubanje.
Spread them in the many.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era gwe mubaka.
And see the ambassador.
Akora mu government yokubiri.
Work in the second government.
Government yomashikati.
The central government.
Government yakona mu government zokuusi.
God is government in the governments of the world.
Okugamba ti department ziri mu government yeno.
Departments in this government.
Zifana kone ezi ziri munsi.
They are just like those in the world.
Nayenga gwe.
But you.
Ogenda kuba mubaka wa Katonda mu government yesu.
Be a messenger of God in that government.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okulaba.
To see.
ng'otabaganya government z'omu
that you reconcile governments of the world
ne government ya Katonda eri mu kanisa
God is government in the church
amakuru gali bwegati
the men as like this
ndi ekanisa
that church
bingi byetategeera
there are many things that don't understand
ebiri mu government z'omu
which are in governments of the world
ate ne government z'omu
even governments of the world
bingi byetategeera
there are many things that never understand
bina kurebwa mu government ya Katonda eri mu kanisa
be done in God is government that in the church
mukasera kuwabera obuzi bwebuti
that there is this problem
ndi government z'omu
that governments of the world They have no way they come to help on us. Mostly in times of taking out the con men from the church. For a reason. They know nothing in God's government which works in the church. They don't know its order.
Yes, we
praise Jesus, man. And we two governments of the world, as church, we ignore them. For a reason, we say those are of the world. Yet from all in the entire Old New Testament there was the central government called God is government and governments of the world which helps governments of the world to understand God is government which is in the church and the way it has to work and what it should not do that because God we all put us in the midst of governments of the world now governments of the world and they did no government of God which works in church how it has to be
and
the one men appeared many there because they cannot discern who is right and who is wrong the reason they don't know God is government in heaven how it works on the world how it works in the church they do not know
it's
if you know it it's going to explain it to governments of the world that God is heavenly government on the earth it is like this and it works like this praise Jesus much and there you work in God's heavenly government if you are in the central
government
God is government in governments of the world it means you're going to help we as the church heavenly governments on the earth
to
help we understand governments of the world we even help them we see how we involve ourselves in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And to move to proclaim to them that God rules in the government 99%.
But
it needs you much. It's been like a moment of rest which is brief in the midst as we study those governments. We still move on with them. Praise Jesus much. For I know it. Still move on C8 departments. Which make up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, yes, when you
praise Jesus, man.
Department,
department of the church.
Of
the Holy Church of God on the earth as it is in heaven and remember that alone is what is known on the world
yet the
only department one of God's heavenly government on the earth only know our department of the church. They hear about it they don't know how it has to be they don't know how do you enter in it rightfully as we saw foundations of salvation where there is faith towards God
yes,
praise Jesus repentance from those works at that point you enter and when you reach and there are three divisions office of God the Father and the gifts and the callings and their responsibilities ministry of God the world known as the Son Jesus Christ the
gift
and the callings to be there in their works unity of God the Holy Spirit Spirit of the Lord the gifts and the callings in there and their works they do not know them And in the midst there, there is a work of proclaiming how church was in the Old Testament and the New Testament and what we changed, which
should
not be seen in the church now in this generation. And they were in the Old Testament and
there
appeared new changes in the Holy Church. Governments of the world do not know.
But
that department of church, they heard about it. I want to give you another image today. Why you needed to study these standard strategies of God of fulfilling the worldwide call.
Once
we reach the sixth standard strategy, and we
base
and put much emphasis there, praise Jesus much. For it marks for us the harvesters of spirits of children of men to get them from this earth, to take them back to heaven. We save them from hell and the lake of fire. But we work under two godly heavenly governments on the earth, where we've told you first government, godly heavenly government on the earth, as it is in heaven. It's responsible to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth. And it is you yourself. And to prove the counsel of God in heaven, it works on the earth. Eight departments in there. In the world, they hear about one
church,
but they do not know it. Praise Jesus much. Maybe they are building. Whether they are made to be what?
Government is almost.
Now, governments of the world decided to avoid the church
and
appeared independent, for they don't understand it. Everyone come out, do what they want. Praise Jesus much. Remember, there are also other departments.
The
department of deacons and bishops. Now in the world, when they hear of a deacon, they know what kind of honorable person is this one.
But
they don't feel their responsibility. And they are to be responsible of order and decency. Even peace in the church, and they do not know it.
These
to work as ushers, prayer partners, intercessors,
and
those who remind the Lord in the works of his hands. Deacon, you are what out there? Now those in the world don't know that. Now you
are
going to represent those governments. You meant to enlighten the world through things. And in restoration, the government has to be revived. Now, what they call bishop in the world, don't know in the church is meant to appear how? Department of God is heavenly government on the earth. Yet it works in department of the church. It's also an independent department. Department of bishops and deacons. Now bishops out there. Not. Are there bishops in the Catholics? Protestants. If you reach on the bishop,
he
does not know the services of God out there are meant to be. Now in the born again, they thought you move open up synagogues, as they call them churches. As you ignore them and move on, the more you plant many, you become a bishop over them. That is what they call confusions. God wants to revive you. Understand how they are meant to be.
Then now and
you to go to revive them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When you
reach the bishop out there,
that
is responsible for the services of God,
may
help people grow spiritual and physical.
When
church holds that imbalance, those who try growing the spirit, they are very wretched and
beautiful.
They try on the Bible.
But there are
no services to balance them. And they are not known. But people just wake up.
It's hard
to find them in religions. They are there, maybe they are honors. No responsibility. They do not know it also.
We go to
department of judges of the Holy Church of God.
They
don't know that even judges have to be there. The issues are spiritual. They are of the church. Judges of the world cannot handle them.
If
you're meant to be judges,
understand
well the laws of God, the commands of God, the laws of God, the judgments, statutes, and the ordinances.
And
you give us church the holy marriage.
Family and
holy family. Move on, give us the holy church. As the brave as the laws of righteousness and the laws of sin. But now all those, when you reach to what they call church in the world,
which
have been God's heavenly government on the earth, or the kingdom of God, of heaven, in the kingdom of children of men, and it is not known, and they have not a way, they can begin to
separate
who are the rightful, who are the wrong. It is hard. For there is no order. They would have proclaimed this, that like this of God. What goes beyond this is not of God. There is department of elders of the church, the holy church of God on the earth. And they are responsible to see all secrets of kingdom of God and the righteousness of God and the entire secrets of heaven, and they are revealed
to
governments of the world. They know the elder of the church has to be aged with gray hair, or they have been long in there. Or maybe they sponsor this ministry. They know nothing out there. Yet governments of the world would have known
that
the elder of the church has to appear with being secrets of the kingdom of God, right? The entire righteousness and the secrets of the entire heavens. But now when you see,
means
God has a work he prepares you for.
And
here a prophet has been above up here. Where you go, there are contentions.
All strengthened
as the Spirit spoke through her.
Amen.
There you are
taking contentions to them. You break all contentions which contend with the knowledge of God. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
At the department of Uganda,
department of musicians in the church,
there is no arrangement.
It has not any arrangement.
There is
no order. There is no decency. There is no peace. Even what to do is not known. What is called the song gospels? That what you ask it to a gospel musician and they do not know it. Yet they sing gospel as they say.
And
they don't know, they have to see the gospel, the holy scriptures. They're not prepared, they're out there.
Department
of teaching priests,
those
to reveal fullness of knowledge of God. It is not there. It is not there. To reveal presence of God, there is presence of those ministers, the archbishops.
Ha ha.
Pastors appear as God there. They are ones who show us their His presence. They
read
the time they say, they are the angels of the church. And
they
took over all honors of God. When he enters, all congregation almost they have to bow down. People have no presence of God, what we call glory of God. And to manifest the works of God in the entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth, no. They are the men and the powerful women of God and the workers of miracles. Their God is no more working. And the priests disappeared from there.
If
those in the world, they know nothing.
Now
it's upon you, the ambassador of governments. Now you're going, as the Holy Spirit has told us, through Prophet Deborah. We are going, but there are contentions where we are going. To revive is not easy. To revive and to restore. Yes. You know well. There are even things you revive. You restore them and they had gotten wasted. There are contentions and wars.
But what
the Spirit is on our side. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Don't
know that the church should have department of angels. Department of all angels of God. On the earth. Amen. You're going to teach things.
And you
tell them how to manifest. The angels have to come. They have to work. And you reach there, they tell you, we are going to bring for you the angel of the church here.
They
bring you the archbishop is the angel of that church. And they got corrupted is the one they know. As we come study much about them, we remain with one department.
Department
on the each department of God's heavenly governments on the earth. When we finish, we begin on eight departments of the central government. God's government in the governments of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we were concluding, department of holy angels of God in the holy church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. As we began to see the seven chords of the seven groups of angels. Help us discern between the holy angels of God
and
the fallen angels of Satan.
And
we finish to separate them. We are going on the codes very well. And God said, no. First, speak with my children concerning faith, the rightful faith, which come from hearing and hearing by the word of God,
that
can answer the question
Luke
chapter 18 verse 8. When the Son of Man will come, will he find faith on the earth? Still move on with the third part. Let's move on with the third part. To answer that question, when the Son of Man will come on the earth, will he find faith on the earth?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Today, what we are going to most look at, discerning between the deceiving spirit and the spirit of truth, the spirit of error. Yes. For this spirit of error, it perverts you gradually as it takes you from the spirit of truth.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. This aspect we want to go into today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
For
when we began to hear, we heard the rightful faith. It comes from hearing.
And
hearing by the word of God. Putting it in action.
It
to be given righteousness. But we were told that those who depart from faith, they hear deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, as
in
the first Timothy chapter 4 verse
1.
Yesterday we saw most the workings of the deceiving spirits,
people
who hear the deceiving spirits,
and they reach,
come on the heads of people call themselves God the Father, they call themselves Jesus, they call themselves Holy Spirit, they call themselves holy angels.
We saw that they have
different places they are into in the entire world. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But today we want to see the sun between the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. Because the spirit of error, it uses the doctrines of demons. Yes. The spirit of error, it uses the doctrines of demons as they teach the lusts of this world. Write it with carefulness. The spirit of error, it uses much the teaching of the lusts of this world. Using the scriptures, the means of subtracting and adding in them. Yes. That is its way. We say the spirit of error, it uses most to preach about the lusts of this world using the scriptures, the means of subtracting and adding in them. Usually called the yeast of the Pharisees. Yes. And the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth. It teaches much things of the kingdom of God. Righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Passing through truth of all the holy scriptures. The spirit of truth.
It
teaches much the kingdom of God, righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, passing through truth of all the holy scriptures. Praise Jesus much. Those words that you've written them, you've made a good beginning. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
I remind you briefly,
as
began in the first Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, we told you these words. Let us hear. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Nayo moyo yayogera lwatu nti munako ezoluvanyuma walibawo abaliva mukukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo gikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba setaani.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes, that in the latter times
will
be those who depart from faith.
Give
heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yesterday we understood giving heed to deceitful spirits.
Now,
in the aspect of today,
we
are going to move most in these doctrines of the demons. On the world in that time, there are religions which seem like teaching. There are different beliefs, like in our era, those beliefs seem like they teach. There is a false salvation.
and seemeth
to teach, yet it caused to error.
The
spirit of error is behind them gradually and slowly.
And
this spirit of error, it preaches much the lusts of this world. And it uses scriptures as it subtracts, it adds in them, and it twists the meaning of the holy scriptures. Those eras are very difficult. Very difficult. So people, they think they have light of the word.
The
darkness is finishing them. Slowly.
That
is called the spirit of error. For behind,
interpretation.
Yeah, it gives them interpretation. They hear it.
Doesn't
choose out the scripture. You twist it like this. Subtract and add in like this. They are to cause error. You know, when they are converting you, you are on the road, on the rightful way, and they begin on you when you're not aware of it. Yes. And you error. That's why it says,
Isaiah 29:24.
They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. Those who erred in spirit, they will gain understanding. That those seasons, they need understanding to join. In Isaiah 28:9-10, up even 14, have to join verses 3-4, and you give them understanding, and they come back to the rightful spirit. For he says, even those who erred in spirit, the other spirit of error drive you right from the Holy Spirit.
It
makes you hear the other voices we spoke about. You hear deceiving spirits.
Okay.
A level moves on to the teachings.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Yes.
That's the only way you can come back, you have to enter into understanding.
Other
those who murmured the minister, those ways are not of the Holy Spirit. Them to in that time, they learn understanding. Now you see, if you look to people who gain religions,
course,
one who go to the shrine, they know it.
We've
gone in sorcery in Satan. But
there
are people who go in religions.
We
are going in things of God. People have different beliefs there. When you look to religions, they are much in the spirit of error.
Yes,
they get out Bible speak of Jesus, gold, people of error added in many things, Mary and the rest, religions. Most beliefs also fall there.
It is
the spirit of error. The false salvation falls there. People in there, they yearn. We want to go to heaven. What happens there?
It's
very tricky. There are doctrines there. As if we are studying. Study God. That there is a very wild
aspect.
Enemy Satan has called their nations, clans, and languages.
I
want us to repeat this verse.
Isaiah 29:24. naba bemulugunya baliyiga okuyigirizibwa.
They also that herald in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. Those who err in spirit, what saved them is one to come into understanding. And they will say, my God,
we
have been perverted like this.
We
erred from the Lord. All along we thought we are still on him. You know when you get off the way and you move to another road and you don't know that, as you are deep in there, understanding, you get back to sanity and you ask, how did I reach this far? Praise Jesus,
man.
Religion is the same way they error from the Lord. The beliefs in the means there. The false salvation teaches the lust of this world. The spirit never came to them direct.
Ask
the shrine that you shake the calabash and the demons come. They
seem
like they are on God.
Amen.
We are on God. And he say yes. Fine. We shall get you, handle you slowly, gradually. Satan and his fallen angels were cast from heaven. And they closed the deal, they said.
The
people cannot pervert them direct to go to the shrine. We have
drive
and it gets off the road when we are not aware. They first closed its doors.
And
the windows were raised. The tinted glass. They changed the tiles. And they lifted them up. And though they get off road, you can't hear the ditches in the road.
We
are off the main road. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
This one who erred in spirit. I've said like this. People in the society, they never erred in spirit. They become the sorcery. They are sorcerers. These are in religion. I am beliefs on the world. They seem to speak about God. I am in false salvation.
Those
ones who erred in spirit, they gradually moved off.
Many
things that they understand in God. In the world, there are people who are typically mad, even those who have just sorted.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the world, there are those who are totally mad and those who have just sorted. Now they sorcerers, they are mad. Those of religious and
religious,
the false salvation, they sorted at times they speak things which connect, at times they don't. Yes. Have you understood it?
Wow.
That example can give you understanding how they are. That sorcerers speak the type of madness. People who sorted on this world, sorcerers fell mad.
I'm
in religion, beliefs, false salvation.
These
ones who sorted, at times they speak things which connect. Have you understood me well?
Now,
these many times, among them come out a type of people, and they're just murmuring. Listen now. That way is of the sorcerers. It should not be in the church. They are there also. That group is there of people who murmur. And the truth themselves, insisting, but this thing is not right. I don't know whether in that group you're among them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
There
are mad people and those who have just sorted. Yeah, those who mama. And they say, the ways in the church, they are not ones meant to be there. Even sorcery shall not go back. Now those are there. Now those who err in the spirit, what can help them
when
the word has come command by command? And they get understanding. We shall move to explain it. Let me first move on. There are two reasons we shall explain there. These who err in the spirit can get understanding. Others who mama, they learn the scriptures. But the others who never ever in the spirit, they began in the evil spirit. They need to be saved. They come in the house of God. They delay by spirit of truth.
The
spirit who preach gospel of the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, the kingdom of heaven, has revealed secrets of heaven. The spirit who came right from heaven, not of the world.
Now,
how do you understand? The spirit of error begins like this.
Begins
in the gospel material gains of the world. And the error begins to grow. But they have a way they get scriptures. And they twist them.
Because
those who preach the last of the world, they preach things that don't go beyond this world. As you see some religions, they are not that they preach, take it there as a finger of God. Till what they preach, they cannot go in things of heaven. They are right there. They cannot reveal secrets. Put them on a certain level and they are sorted in their level.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Amen.
When we go to the first John, chapter 4, we were told like this. First John, chapter 4, from verse 1.
Abagalwa, temukirizanga buli mwoyo, naye mukemenga emyoyo, obanga java eri Katonda.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Let's go to verse 5.
They
are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. Yes. First John chapter 4, verse 1. After he said, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits, see whether they come from God. Those which come from God come from heaven. Why confirm and satisfy us things of the world?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
These
who move these evil spirits, many prophets have moved out in the world. But in the verse 5, there is an ingredient that they are of the world, are not of heaven our home, and they preach things of the world. Yes. And the world heals them, and the fame is much on them. Yes. When they entered the world, in them is this spirit of error. The spirit of Satan. The fallen angels. They came preaching to the world. Even those of religions. You find them heaven. The kingdom of God, it seems to be in them. The righteousness of God is not there. The kingdom of heaven not there. Know nothing about it. They are right there. You go and dig the roads, clear them. You begin to recite the novena. There are things there.
kati niwajja wabeerawo bano bannaffe abenzikiriza
there come these are brethren of the beliefs
omuli ba momoni
ismaibani
Adventists.
They are right there. Jehovah.
They
don't go beyond this world. Now born again.
At
the reason we go back home in heaven.
They captured and
went back preach things of the world.
So they
the world not go beyond this world. Not the spirit which was chased from heaven.
Satan.
And his fallen angels is moving on working. No matter how they teach,
yet
they don't go beyond this world, they move by this world. This verse 6 it says, let's read, we see.
First
John chapter 4, verse 6.
Fetuli ba Katonda. Ategera Katonda, atulira fe. Atali wa Katonda tatuulira kwecho kwe tutegerera omwoyo ogwava nti omwoyo gwa mazima no omwoyo ogw'obukyamu.
We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Yes. You want to discern the spirit of error and the way it perverted the people. They preach things of the world. Even the world hears them. They are of the world. They preach things of the world. Even the world hears them. They must say, we are of God.
And
only one of God
is
one who can hear us. A person who is of God speaks the words of God. God is in heaven. We two are on this earth. Cannot charge us about this world. But he charges about heaven. And he says, upon this, we move on to totally discern the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. It perverts people. The spirit of truth,
and
want us to go in the depth of it before we move on with the spirit of error. For when we hear, they
send
as the sender of the spirit of truth,
even
the world cannot receive him. Do you know why?
He
convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
And
of his gospel, so in the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. Now the world wants to hear its own. It's not easy to welcome him. Yes. Have you understood me well? The spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit. Of truth of the scriptures.
It's
called the spirit of truth.
Of
truth of the scriptures. Scriptures speak about Christ. Speak about the Father. Speak of the entire heavens. Now the world. Never receive him much.
Except
those of God like you.
And
who will hear us?
Amen.
Because
they're not going to base in preaching about this world.
That
too we've begun on the other way of error.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
In John chapter 14,
the
spirit of truth is moved on to be spoken of these words.
John chapter 14,
verse
15.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Verse
16.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse
17.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him. For he dwells with you, and he shall be in you. Yes. John chapter 14, 50-17. That is the spirit of truth. The world cannot receive because it sees him not. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
He's the spirit of truth. And those in the world, they can welcome the other spirit of error.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What does repeat the verse 17?
Yokane sura ya 14 n'olinyura 17.
John chapter 14 verse 17.
Omwoyo wa mazima esigweta inza kukiriza kubanga temulaba sote mutegeera mumu mutegeera kubanga bela jemuri era nabanga mumwe.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Yes. The world cannot receive him because it sees him not and knows him not. It does not receive him, never sees him, knows him not.
He's
the spirit of truth. But we understand him. He dwells with us and he shall be in us.
The
spirit of truth. If you take him into the world, they want things of the world, these things of his truth. But they say, the verse 26, him no matter what you do, the spirit of truth, though you've forgotten it, he has to remind it to you.
And
moves to teach it to you.
Cannot
sort one day and he forgets.
There is a
generation which has come, it needs another gospel. Truth from old it was true. It will be true. All the days it is true.
It's
the one called Christ Jesus. He was, he is, and he will be.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's read verse 26, you see.
John chapter 14, verse 26.
John chapter 14, verse 26.
Na yomubezi, omoyo mutukuvu, chitange gwali tumamulinya liange, oyaliba igiriza byonna, eraliba jukiza byonna byenabagamba.
But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Yes. Spirit of truth, have you seen him? The Holy Spirit.
He
teaches us all.
Reminds us.
All balls of truth. He wants him, you to know them. Even those you've forgotten, he reminds them to you.
That's why
the same was led us. In the revival and restoration, all things spoken his prophets were there from the beginning.
They
know the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. You cannot tell me
the
spirit of truth has forgotten how he worked with prophets. Another way which is not rightful.
He
knows even to remind us of it, that truth was done like this, must be done like this, it will be like this. Don't get in the spirit of error, the spirit of Satan, the fallen angels, appear as demons of clans, appear as gods of our nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God has to remind you about them. First step after we got saved, it is to know all truth. Now he has not a way.
He
can get you from truth when you've gotten saved. God wants all people to be saved.
If you have
reached knowledge of all truth, it means
when
you enter house of salvation,
that they call
born again Christians.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
You know, we have our brothers, they are Christians, only they're just Christians. Religions, they're all there. Yes. Even those of the
beliefs,
they are just Christians.
Are
we who are born again Christians. They're born again. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Others took off the born again, left it, and they wanted to remain just Christians. Praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much.
You
never understand that word.
So
the Spirit of Truth, He wants you to get saved. When you get totally saved, you reach to know all the truth.
Our
brethren, the Christians, who say that they are just Christians, before you get born again, you can never become a Christian. One born again is one baptized, be given the Spirit, and anoints them. When they anoint you, you are the anointed. One anointed, that is Christ,
or
that Christian. He first got born again.
He's
touched on the word the born again Christian.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you enter in that process,
people
cannot do to you as you see those religions. And he retards them there.
Amen.
And then you don't know all truth. How many years? You are a Catholic. You are a Protestant. You are a Muslim. You don't know beyond that. You are an Adventist. The religions there. Orthodox. You have beliefs very into. Aye, Jehovah. You are in a false salvation. Don't move on to knowing the truth.
But the spirit
of truth, what he has to do is one.
The spirit of
the spirit of error.
You
depart from truth.
Add truth.
All to the fullness. Let's read in Timothy, we say.
Timoseo, ekisooka esule yokubiri, n'olinyolo kusatu.
1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3.
Echo chechirunji, echikirisiwa, mumaso gomulokozi, mukama wafe.
For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior.
Olinyolo kuna.
Verse 4.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka, era n'okutuuka mukumanyira ddala amazima.
Who will have all men to be saved? And to come unto knowledge of the truth. Yes. That is all made to be saved. But they don't end on the level of being saved.
They have
reached to know all the truth. That's why
he
said in the Spirit of Truth. Every time the truth. Do not pervert or get to error. Imagine you got saved. You ended on that level. The other spirit of error, it wants that. The spirit of Lucifer, Satan,
his
fallen angels, the evil spirits, who appear spirits of the dead, appear gods of the nations. That is what they want. It's where they begin. Because you don't know all truth.
You begin to
twist scriptures. You do know even where they end. They have to pervert you.
It is
the spirit they told us. The spirit of error.
You
preach things of this world. The lusts of the world. Uses the scriptures. It subtracts from them. It adds in them. And it twists the meaning. Because you don't know all truth. The spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit. Wants you to know all the truth. The truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
If you check yourself,
you began to error. Right from the way.
And you reduce
in wanting to move and to knowing the truth.
You have to know it,
the more you increase in knowing the truth, where will they pass to pervert you? That's why he spoke about him, he said, to prove the spirit of truth is so good indeed.
Not
speak what he wants in making us know this truth. The Holy Spirit is amazing. After you understand him very well,
you
reach a time you say, but if him can discern the things of God.
Refuse
to speak and it's not gotten there from him. But the Spirit of truth, he knows the things of the Father. Sure.
Mm.
If you read about it, read the scripture. Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, he's one who knows the things of God.
First
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11, write it down there.
Send
the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, he knows all the things of God. But what surprised him? Though he knows it, he never speak till it's proven. Father, what have you said?
Wow.
Cannot move to speak. What means?
On
the world, you have to be very careful. If the one who knows things of God, the Spirit of truth,
does not just
speak, he first prove they are of the Father.
And
they of the Son of God,
will
they reach the people in heaven? Will they reach? Have you seen him?
He's
one they call Spirit of Truth. He does not move, he does not pervert like that. He knows the things of
Romans 8,
you can join it there, you will read it. Romans chapter
8,
26-27. Takes our hearts, even knows what we need.
And
he even knows the will of God. And again, tell him, oh Lord, send me a gift to them.
Amen.
Knowing them, does not tell him that take and give them. Romans 8, write it down.
26-27.
He knows what within the hearts.
He
looks in the will of God. And he goes to us. Father, should I give them this thing? My God. Will you be able to stand
here?
Will you minister with him? He knows.
Yet
he still asked that he remained to be of truth. But we work with him. The work began. Must have understood him much. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth.
Work
with the angels of truth. The scriptures of truth.
Starting
from the spirit of error, the spirit of Satan, fallen angels. In John chapter 16, verse 12, to enter verse 15.
So
we've come in Timothy, he told us, have be saved, know all the truth.
Still
remain the spirit of truth.
Get
them from the Father, you speak those truths. When he moved to bring truth, not that he goes to get it by himself. No. He hears from the Father, even the Son.
They
reveal us things to come. Let's read we here.
John chapter 16,
verse
12.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Verse 13.
Nebo alijja omoyo wa mazima, anabalungamianga mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga kububwe yekka.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Verse 14. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Yes.
Ye moyo wa mazima.
He's the spirit of truth. He guides in the old truth.
Ye mazima the
truth of the Holy Scriptures.
Yes, ye
praise Jesus, man.
Amen.
Ati chikuru,
and the main thing, though he knows them, as he quoted about him above,
yani
the scriptures we listed above, 1 Corinthians 2:9-11, he knows the sins of God, even the deep things. And Romans 8:26-27. He checks and knows. These ones need to know this. And knows even the Father what he wills. Tells him, Father, can I give it to them? Can I reveal it to them today?
Amen.
He
is the spirit of truth.
Truth
of the scriptures of the living God. See that you know all the truth. He cannot depart from it. Because he came from heaven and he sent on the earth to lead the children of God. He leads to take them where? He takes them back to heaven.
He
cannot appear.
It's
time to lead us, we get lost on this world. We eat the world. Yes, spirits get destroyed. That is impossible. It's a very big problem.
That the spirit of
era, you begin to see how broad it is. It perverted. Because
in
Sosara, they are right within that spirit. Those they took off the road. Religions.
If
reach to some, they say, that's how studies we meant to be.
It's
God have mercy on us.
And
them, they have been all there.
They are
in the village of getting lost. Praise Jesus much.
And
the spirit of truth is of the Holy Scriptures. And he never twists them. He does not subtract. Not. And he works with only holy angels of the scriptures of truth. It tells you that the Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, proof of Holy Scriptures, works with the Holy Angels of the Holy Scriptures. Now, the other spirit of error works with the fallen angels.
Shitani,
Satan and his fallen angels. They are ones who are moving all over this world. Fighting those who keep commandments of God. And the testimony of Christ. They pass in the way. How can we cause them to error? In Daniel chapter 10. Angel Gabriel told Daniel. I want to show what is noted in the scriptures of truth.
It
means the spirit of truth.
He
has the scriptures of truth. Just as they are written in heaven. In the book of the Lord. They have to be proclaimed down on this earth. Try to see that he show all the truth. Let's read, we see.
Daniel yesule yekumi noli nyoluwabili.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20.
Nalioka yogera anti, omanchi ya vudenzi jajoli, nekakano nadayo okurwana no mulangira we Pelusi. Era wendi vayo, laba, omulangira we Yonani, alija.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you, and now I return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse
21.
So siwali ali kuluyirwange okuluwanyisabo wabula Mikaeli omulangira wamwe. But I'll show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince. Yes.
Omoyo wa mazima.
The spirit of error.
Omoyo wa mazima.
The spirit of truth.
Ayogera mazima.
Speaks the truth. And it guides us in all the truth. Causes us to know all the truth. Works with the holy angels.
Of
the scriptures of truth. Praise Jesus much. What is noted in the scriptures of truth? What is intended in that? Because the Holy Spirit and the angels spoke what came from God as if they are led by the Holy Spirit Himself. Praise Jesus much. Speak them in the apostles and the prophets and them to release them.
Prove
they came from God the Father.
No one.
And the Son.
They
are given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit passed through angels and the servants of God on the earth. Yet they are noted in heaven. Now imagine. In heavens they are noted differently. You on the earth, you know them in another way. Right there is where there is another distance. You need to analyze. Of course, as we are in religious where we've remained, we prove the truth of the scriptures. Do we know it as it is in heaven? When we
speak,
we seek in the book of the Lord. Note Isaiah 34, verse 16 and 17. We seek in this book of the Lord. Yet remember, in that scripture, it shows that all scriptures, they have a measure line where they end. And we are given lots that this goes with this one. Know how they were ordered in heaven? Have you seen a problem there? Let's read it. Let's read there.
Isaiah esura ya 34 n'olunyiro 16.
Isaiah 34 verse 16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekuli bula kwebyo na chimu. Tewaliba ekiri bula kinnacho kubanga akamwaka ange kikalagidde. No moyo gwe gubikunganyiza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate. For my mouth is commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes. Isaiah 34, verse 16. It shows the book of the Lord, as it is in heaven, the spirit gathered it on this earth. Remember, it's the spirit of truth, the truth of the Holy Scriptures, all that in the book of the Lord, he gathered them. What surprise in the midst there? These scriptures of truth,
who
we are released by the Spirit of truth from the Father and the Son Jesus Christ, they put for them a measuring line. They
say,
this should not go beyond this meaning. Now the Spirit of error moves beyond that measuring line. It increase or reduce it, or it twists the meaning.
Ow.
Right there, religions have stood there. There are many beliefs. There is salvation is fake. False salvation stood there. And they skipped that line. Even the Lord of the scriptures, they do not know it. Scripture has to go with this one.
And
at times they speak one, and they add on what they want. Right there is a problem that we need to solve
in
the midst as we go into revival and restoration. All those God spoke in his prophets, we are there from the beginning. It's the Old and New Testament.
We
know the way it was, the way it should be, and the way it will be forever. Preparing all nations, the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Isaiah
34 verse 17.
Isaiah esulaya satumunya nolinyirwa
17. Isaiah 34 verse 17.
Era abikubide obululu nomukono gwe gubigabide omuguwa. Ntibinajiryanga enakuzonna ne emirembe banatulanga omwo.
And he has cast lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation, they shall dwell in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Isaiah 34:17.
You can connect with Zechariah chapter 5:1-5. You'll see a scroll of the book spoken of here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
And
he saw the scriptures in there. They have loads. That this one goes with this one. As
we
move in them now, and they bring understanding. Now put it with another, where it does not go. Error, it's where it gets off from that line. Would there be not a problem to know the lots of the scriptures?
Of course,
of the scriptures is obvious.
Reason
has to come when it explains another.
And
the measure of the meaning. But the meaning just keeps increasing. It does not get offline. It is so easy. If every scripture are joined on there, you don't go deeper in understanding.
Then you see,
before we can understand, we've gotten out of understanding. Where else are we going? But you see the measure, the lines of scripture come next. The measure line of scripture,
it moves,
explain that same meaning. Now those who twist it,
tell
the bones in the valley,
Ntamuzo,
those are your source bonds. You say,
another
scripture explained this, that these are source bonds. And the measure line, they moved beyond it.
The
spirit of error had begun business already there. Speak of Satan and his demons, the fallen angels.
They
began to create religions there. Because they have a measuring a lot, and they have a measuring line which measures the meaning.
There,
change it and you see.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
That's why we are charged much. You should not add it to them. Don't subtract, don't add in them.
For
the spirit of error, right there is where there is a deal. It was capturing Saul. King Saul told him, go and kill the Amalekites, all of them. All the younger, the old. He singled out the honorable people. He brought out the fatty animals.
And
too much on him, the spirit of error. As the prophet came to tell him, you man, that rebellion, why is
this?
I executed it as God told me.
You
say, what about those sheep? I hear mowing out there.
He said,
sacrifice to the Lord.
And
what about the kings you saved?
It had
begun on him.
You
see the face of the spirit of error.
You
shall tie them as an independent
subject.
Where you go, you are going to face them. Reality. They will not come direct, get you out of truth. Yes. He went to the mission as he was sent. Now reach there the mission. He told him, keep everything you find there. Animals, children. And he told him, no. There is an offering you made to give to the Lord. Won't you sacrifice, offer to the Lord? It's something with wisdom. Won't you sacrifice, offer to the Lord? The Lord your God got you from the land of Egypt. Won't you sacrifice for that God? You retain some. Evil spirit began on him like that.
Until
the Holy Spirit departed from him and it entered in him.
You see,
the exchange which is there apart from the commands of God. Slowly.
As we reached,
told in the first Samuel chapter 13, as we reached the first chapter 16, the spirit of error is now in him.
Began
to snare him even in the shrines, it waits for him. It appears as God. And he's still king. You remain ministering as you see these men. These who say they are servants of God. They still even hold Bibles. Yes.
You
joke with that. Yes. Religions, they hold the Bibles.
Yes.
Jesus, they speak about him.
Yes.
Jesus. Religions are there.
Going on the Sunday
to pray to the Lord. He gave up on them. He said, these ones, I perverted them. It's a done deal. For the son is born a Catholic.
He's
born a Protestant. Born a Muslim. Right there is that error which you hear about. I told you, if you go in the depth, I show you the waking soul began with the spirit of error. The prophet of God speaks with him clearly, as the word of God is.
You
go kill everything there. Spirit of error went with him, say, man. I know him. We have a special relation with him.
Remember he's born
involved the lust of the children of men.
The
first spots in you. How did you come in salvation? It remembers. We were not giving birth to child. The donkeys had gotten lost. Oh, fine. Okay.
It comes
a deal. How you came about, how we have foundations in your salvation. Where I can hit touch.
It remembers
1 Samuel chapter 8. This man. This boy. The works within the people.
It's
where he
was
to come to be king. And the people dejected their gods to lead them. And rejected his prophets. So they choose a king to rule over them. God, what did he speak about him?
He
said he would torment them. Squeeze them. Fine. That's how we came about. Remember the donkeys of his father? They got lost there.
And
the king does not know. He just found himself at the prophet's place. He
put him on
the table of eatings. That is king. That child, there are bleaches in him. He came
to
salvation. They love to have a job out there. After they got saved, maybe they are strengthened because of the other. We've gotten away. King Saul, was he really king?
Yeah.
When he entered to become king, did he really become king?
What
do you see now? The foundation upon which he came is that one. Yes, you see that one. When we shall go tell him. He retained some to offer to the Lord. He will not do as they told him. And they began on him slowly. Those when they began to happen, God departed from him. Prophet Samuel is crying tears, Lord, why?
Say,
how long will you cry for a person I abandoned?
Yet
he added him 30 years as he's still in the kingship. He rules. They have anointed King David.
30 years.
30 years is not yet come
on. Demon yari mu
tebe. The one with the demon is one on the seat. Remember one with the spirit.
He was
be prepared for the fallen abruptly. They seem like ours.
Of full
knowledge of God. God could not bring us out because the others fell.
So
when the spirit came on us, we have to be prepared.
David.
Now, where you have been rearing animals, we are going to rear humans.
Choose
a mind. You change that mindset. Yeah, a traveler was right there.
David,
believe now, not in the fields, rearing sheep. Right from when he was anointed, he was told, you are king. What?
Oh,
man. But, brethren, don't speak straight on the spirit of error. But we've explained that the spirit of truth has to guide you in all truth.
Reached
in Isaiah 34, verse 16 and 17, that all truth of the Holy Scriptures, what is in the book of the Lord, but God, Scriptures have made loads for them, that this has to go with this one to increase meaning, to add, don't reveal the truth. And this, a measure line not go beyond this. But the devil say fine. We've understood. Where we shall begin to cause people error. If you are to bring back people from error, so we have to bring understanding back to them. Yes. If they come back, understand. Understand what is preached, it becomes a terror.
That's
it's very hard, which is coming next. What is preached? And they wonder, my God.
So
those with who have been eating from that thing, going to tell them, why have you brought the truth?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
get back to the Isaiah 29, verse 24. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Yes. Those who erred in spirits shall get understanding. Even those who murmured,
say,
no, church should not be like that. What are we going to do to them? Let me go fellowship. There's nothing to do. Yet you see what they do is not right.
Revealed, you told them.
Fine. What should we do? All these need to understand and be told.
Yes,
that's the world we are heading to.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
they say those who err in the spirit,
most
they need to understand.
Some
never knew they erred, it slowly, gradually took them off.
But
they remain with the Bible as those of religions.
Even
that they believe, even some of the salvation.
Yet,
they have it, but the thing
is,
they don't come out to understanding all truth.
Yet
the spirit of error proves the truth should not come out.
The
little they have, and they know they twist the meaning. But to understand what is preached, that's why the Bible says, Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10. He says like this.
Ani gwaliigiriza okumanya era ani gwe alitegeeza ebibuulirwa ababaleseeyo kuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts? Yes.
Ani gwana tegeza.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall we make to understand doctrine?
And you understand doctrine?
If you understand, the way you get from the spirit of error. And did you say but?
Yes,
still.
God
the Father?
Don't
pray to him, we are on Mary?
The Bible
says where that we should pray to her. How did it come about? My God. Praise Jesus much.
And
he said, that happens. And the gospel has come back like this. Let's read verse 10. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10.
Kubanga chiba chiragiro, kuchiragiro. Echiragiro, kuchiragiro. Olunyiriri, kulunyiriri. Olunyiriri, kulunyiriri. Wano katono, au katono.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Yes.
That
if we will give you understanding, move from the other spirits. Command by command. Command by command.
Comes
back in truth by truth.
To
four commands
no
and above. Every issue wants to give you a discerning truth. Remember spirit of truth.
Truth
in the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Book of God, the Bible. Wants to connect with truth that here you
errors.
The spirit of error. Spirit of Satan.
These
demons, fallen angels, they caused you to error. Now here you see, it's going to be like this and that. It's even here. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. About verses. Adds on you. Proves the proof comes. How many so far have you written? How many so far have you written down?
They
stand for you, spirit of truth. And the spirit of error.
Many
things you've written down there.
Say,
are a little, they are a little.
Held
in this book. Come even in this book. In the New Testament, even in the Old. You see the truth? Yes. Come back in line. Remember scriptures are what put you in line. That you've not got off blind. You've not errors. You cannot examine yourself. And you see,
you've
not errors from the spirit of truth. Scriptures are one which can tell you that you've moved offline. As they point to those of religions, and they reach to say that it's me pointing to that. They tell them, you moved offline.
Error,
you have another spirit.
The
spirit of Satan which goes to error. Praise Jesus much.
Reverence
of different beliefs.
What
they say? You decampaign them at the same time you call them your brethren.
That
does not stop me say my the son of my father who fell mad is not a son. Even the child of the house, it does not stop the prodigal son to remain a son.
But
the son of the house is one day told to welcome the son who had become prodigal. I don't want to get enraged much on you, my brethren.
That's why
I call you my brethren. I want you to come back home.
Amen.
Ah.
Somebody has been seen now. Why call them our brethren Catholics?
Baganda
our brethren still, yes. Our Father is in heaven and is only one. Even our Lord Jesus,
he
remained as said, Matthew 23:9, do not have any other Father on the earth, for your Father is one in heaven.
Hebrews 12:9 says,
Father of our spirits, even of those lost, call them to be given power to become children. We may call them our brethren. We are here in the house.
To
welcome those prodigal children. They went out in the world to waste their possessions in the world. They reared pigs from there.
They
are wearing evil spirits. They use them over whatever they want. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So we call them our brethren for those reasons. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the word of the Lord,
ever
get from the sorcerers in the evil spirits, even these who err in the spirits of the religion,
believes
in the false salvation which is in the midst in the world, to confuse the salvation of truth. All we are to get them from there passing through the words
and
brought it back in its truth.
Wow.
What helped you come back, it was that brought you back on line of scriptures and you got from error. And now you move normal. That is wrong. That one is spoken there. That pastor was wrong with you. Now you are on television station and radios. He's spoken why that is. He's so shaming. If you are all errant, you got errant.
Those
come out who have been aligned like me and you. We all were not born in the same life.
Your
parents who sat me put me in line of scriptures.
Them
were not in line. They ordered me to come in line. That is God Almighty. And he sent the spirit of truth in the world.
Amen.
Let's read verse 13. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. Yes. Now the word of the Lord, which show all truth, that the spirit of truth covered as he was with holy angels, the holy servants of God on the earth, it decided to come. Two four commands and above. Two four verses and above. From different books make up the Bible. It's the Old and New Testament. They that will be snared. Right now we can see it.
Already
sorcerers, nothing they tell us except to tell them to come to be saved. They are led by Satan. Spirit of error.
Now,
brethren, the religious people, believes in the midst of the world. Those in the false salvation
have
to preach to them the way they err, the spirit of error,
how
it's converted you to reaching gardens in their midst. Yet they think they are on God. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now there,
we discern
that those of Satan are made of Satan. But there are those in religion. And the way
of work
there, they are sorcerers in there. It never pressed them. Yes, they are comfortable.
It's
not true. There are no truth there which can press them. And now they think we are in Jesus. Those of religion. Even they have a shrine home. Even the shrine they have it.
Even
morality is stealing and the whole of them. No one will bring truth to press them to get from that sin.
Reason
in Jeremiah 23, verse 22, if you proclaim them much the word of God, when they can leave their evil ways, even their evil works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
If,
not that they don't depart from them, but Satan knew the cave of the robbers, the den of robbers. Religions made them the den of robbers there. Demons rob and kill, destroy from there. There is no much noise made there. That we fight sin now. Good beliefs which try there. Born again when we came. As we try to fight sin. And they brought the material against gospel. And we rushed into that. And we stopped from analyzing our truth. But the good thing, to understand what is preached, is going to become a terror. A sure terror. For him, Lord has already moved. He has moved. He has moved. Let's read verse 16.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse 16.
Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera nti laba. Nteeka mu Sayuni ejjinja okuba omusingi. Ejjinja eryakemebwa. Ejjinja ery'okunsonda ery'omuwendo omungi. Erinywezebwa ennyo wansi. Akkiriza talyanguyiriza.
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not be in haste. Verse
17.
Justice also will I make a measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. All lies that will be swept away. The water in the word.
As it flows
righteousness and judgment. Justice.
Amen.
In verse 19 he says,
the word
to understand what is preached, it is going to be a terror. Because first of all, he who caused them to error, Satan and his demons, the fallen angels,
they are people
who caused
error. They
were not willing to error.
But
them to never realize a point where they erred.
For
religions, we found them there. And they seem to be on God. And we too don't know.
Because
there is a spirit that drives them. The spirit of error. spirit of departing from the Lord, the spirit of Satan,
who
contends against God,
opposing,
and who deceives all nations. Let's read, we see.
Isaiah 28:19.
From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a terror just to understand the report. Yes. Understand what is preached.
It's
going to become a terror.
No,
there is no any way. When we move,
as
the first communications of God in the world, in our gifts and callings, spiritual and natural gifts, we are going to pass through day and night.
When
you pass on television and radios, day and night, the work has been prepared.
Recording
everything, day and night. Understand those who err in spirit. Praise Jesus much.
We
would have spoken much on that issue. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 downwards,
he
said, do not add on those words,
and
do not subtract from them.
There
is a reason why. That is going to be your understanding, even wisdom. If you will subtract,
God
ceases to have wisdom, you cause to be error. Satan can follow up slowly. Yes. He never rushed.
If he knows you are not
in the shrine, never cause you to do things of the shrine immediately. Yes.
You
write down Deuteronomy, you read it. If he knows you're not in the shrine business,
cannot
things of the shrine dialect.
Slowly.
Slowly. Until it reaches you in things of the shrine. And at times he modifies them.
And they are
not direct like of the shrine, but it's a shrine. And it gives you a shrine, that attachment of shrine. You call it a rosary. And he modifies it. This one is not in the waist. Demon attachment of the waist. This one, you wear it on the neck. Sure. He modified it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Have you
heard
that modification?
For when those
if you subtract, begin to add in them,
they
hearken to his voice, which subtract and adds in them truth.
It knows
the journey of error is begun. Because he knows it.
Deuteronomy
chapter 4,
verse 1-9,
you can reach verse 10, ends in Revelation.
Revelation 22:18-19.
You subtract, they blot you from the book of life. Add in them,
add in
the plates written in this book.
That's
where things end.
Sure,
and the deal begins slowly.
Deal
of stealing, killing, and destroying. Knows you. Read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 to 10.
And
they said, no subtract. Now, what is it? I don't add it that it's my wisdom and my understanding, the midst of nations.
If you
want to show God is near me,
you
subtract, he will move far from you. Right there is God in a deal.
Pass
through all of them, you see them. You subtract, you don't know that it's your wisdom. Began to get foolish then. understanding is reducing. Going to come and caught in foolish. Your God, you pushed him far.
But
if you have
the
understanding, it's what means God is near you.
Anytime
you
see over
that, he pushes your God far from you. He draws close to you.
Yes.
After Saul makes him separate from the command of God, of killing the Amalekites, yes, he subtracted in it.
And
God is going to depart from him if he subtracts. The deal is working. What's next? We are going to cause it to Hera.
And
they sit in meetings over you every day. The Bible says, we are killed day and night at choose of Christ.
Saul,
the causes attract little, and the record of what came out.
Samuel.
Don't cry for Saul, I've departed from him.
He
just subtracted in the command. Now they have moved far, driven him far. They begin to get close, advance closely. Yes.
He
never even repented. The pride is over him. And God anointed King David.
And
when he plotted the spirit has departed, the demon came in him. It rested in him. Settled. It began to divinate.
The
version has changed. That level is gone wild.
If a
servant of God and you fall and exchange you, Holy Spirit is departed. They sit there, a demon divinating.
But
what you know is that upon which you realize it's only truth.
But
if you don't know it, cannot realize they have exchanged this person. And they were there. If you realized it, this king is a demon trouble
in
him.
And
so the kingdom is progressing.
But 10
other years to 40. Yes.
His
captains began to realize it. His conduct in behavior.
Let's
call a man with a harp, realize the demon depart from him.
The
other demon was very wild.
He
saw the play the harp for him. The harp David plays it. It runs away. He's so running, we've just run.
We know any time
he will call us back. After it came back, settled in him. It held a spear.
I'm
going to pierce David on that wall.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Very few realize that this king Saul, upon him there's a demon. When he went to the prophets, he divinated it. Yes.
And
people say it. Upon him is the spirit of the Lord. Yet, demon now. The trouble is right there. Prophets of Uganda. All ministers of God in Uganda. Most of them feel like that. They gradually errors. Now they are deep in the way of error. Servants of God in their world. Spirit came, consume them, eat them up slowly.
Ben
Hinni remembers. After 20 years have passed. What? I fell. Let me come back. But him coming back, where they planted all form of stumbling, on the stumblings, knock them.
When they
tell him to get the truth,
they
told him in Uganda, They still put stumbling this way. You travel Uganda, you come where? And the spirit still holds him. You will not go there.
Huh.
You realize beat you down 20 years back. Want to get back online? You're coming back to line, what it means? To take away multitudes of people you sold in the lies.
You're not go.
Now he's hanging there. He's trying to struggle. What can I do?
What
do God commits it to you? He commits it to you. You are right there. I admit I don't know.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
in 2 Peter chapter 3,
15
and
16,
they make twist the meaning of scriptures.
Slowly.
You begin from one and the others. Something which favors you.
They twist
it. Today they give much offerings. You see, they're eagerly waiting. You just twist a little. Just once.
Huh.
Right there. So when the twisting scriptures, they enter you. All the time you twist them.
And
get lost in the spirit of error. Those are of religions.
They
are amazing and they are like that. Those out there, they don't know how it happened. None of the regions were there which never began with salvation.
You call
Roman Catholic Church. Salvation Apostle Paul planted in the Acts 28. And they were on the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And they fell in there 312 AD. But they fell up to now they are moving. 312 AD. Right there. 22 years. Minus. 312 years. See the years they have spent in the
error.
Those the Muslims, they came around
512.
Around
500.
That is the Messiah. They never put them off Jesus. No. Even other prophets never took them away.
Abraham,
Moses.
He just gamba Musa.
See, he's Musa.
Moses.
Instead of Moses.
Musa.
Instead of Jesus.
Isa bin Maryam.
Son of Mary.
said,
we are on him still. Because he's just a prophet. Don't say he's the son of God. Those moved in that line. Those are religions which were there then. Catholicism, Muslim, Protestantism rose in the 1700s, coming from the Catholics. All the lines you see, it was all real salvation. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
In the midst there came the Orthodox in the 1800s. 1900 salvation rose again in America. Pentecostal movement we moved by. But in the midst there,
who
rose up come from the same system. All religions you see, which spread the entire world, and different beliefs, salvation of truth which began at Rome, which came from the nation Israel, coming to the Gentiles. I will give you of those secrets. You will be very surprised. All those are the book of salvation which who errors. nothing is there.
Those
who error from salvation.
Nandi kugambe binji.
I would have told you much.
Naye obude tebutuganya.
But time cannot allow us.
This is what you get deko
bikuru. At least what you've understood is important.
Kesingo kuagala encho kulabikanga tuongero chinchika.
I want to get explained tomorrow.
Atondo wa fita possessing amtugwa muntu.
Our God never possesses a head of any person. Even though he makes us his mouthpiece, he never possesses any person.
Did
you hardly come from the heads of people that Jesus has come down? No. May God bless you. We shall meet.
Let's
wait for the next services. Then we leave this place. Amen.